possible. Obviously, you know, went through this last year, so I know what to expect. But being a little little more familiar with the defense and kind of having a overall knowledge of it, I think that helps out with the situation in which I'm in right now. But for the most part, like I said, just got to rehab and get back here as soon as possible.
How'd you hurt it?
Just in the scrimmage, the family night scrimmage, just going against blocking or fighting off a fullback. It was nothing. You know, I didn't feel like I opened up wrong or decelerated too fast. So I think it's just one of those freak things.
And it's the same hamstring as last year?
Correct. That's the same leg.
What did you learn from that experience last year that you can use this time around?
Yeah, that's what makes it you know, a little easier this time around as far as keeping my you know, keep my emotions up, so to speak. Obviously, with last year being a new guy here and having a lot of expectations, it was tough coming in here, especially because I wanted to earn a job. But you know, this year, like I had said, you know, knowing the defense and having such a greater knowledge of you know, not only defense but the players around me, where they're supposed to fit and whatnot, you know, I feel like this isn't going to set me back too much. Obviously, I got to get back as soon as possible, but for the most part, just stay mentally focused, and you know, when it's my time to come back, I'll be ready.
Is the best treatment for hamstring just to rest it? And if that's the case, is that going to be tough? You know, do you chomp at the bit?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, if anything, I need to. You know, last year I tried to push it a little bit, and that kind of set me back. So this year, you know, we're just going to be smart, especially you know, with 4 or 5 weeks until season starts. So there's no doubt that I'll be ready. It's just, you know, like I said, it's frustrating, but you just got to keep your emotions up and stay in tune.
So do you use heat treatments or ice or what's
a little bit of everything, really. I don't know. If you guys have some magical witch doctor to come help heal me, then I'm all for it. But yeah, just a little bit of everything, really. Just you know, like you said, the biggest thing is rest, stem, ice, heat, and then start doing some light workouts in the pool and doing some running and just getting right back at it until you're comfortable and, you know, mentally break through that the barrier.
So your goal is the third preseason game if everything went well?
We'll see. You know, I think this is very similar to last year, so I know I felt ready to go for the third preseason. They helped me out and went the fourth, felt great, and you know, as you can see from the season, I felt great. So I would assume that's kind of the timetable we're looking at, but I, you know, I can't be for sure. I know I'll be you know, doing everything within my power to get back, and if that's the third game, fourth game, or the start of the regular season, I'll be ready.
Is that a setback with you switching sides, or is that not big of an issue?
No, not really, because, you know, the defense is really the same in regards to the outside linebacker from switching sides. If anything, it's more, you know, hinders me more from a personal standpoint, you know, getting better with my, you know, yeah, pass rush and reading the, you know, the development of routes and whatnot. But for the most part, I felt coming in that family night scrimmage, I was playing some of my best ball, so I know that, you know, it's not going to take me more than a week to, you know, get back up to speed as far as physically. So I feel real good about myself. Obviously, you never want this to happen, but, you know, like I said, if you can take anything away from last year, it's that, you know, it's not the end of the world. And, you know, I'll be back and, you know, look to play better than ever.
A couple more for
Clay. Clay, once you get back, do you have to, from now on, do like some extra hamstring work? Because obviously you had it at the pro day, then you had it in off season, you had it in training camp last year, now it's bit you again. Do you have to do some like prehab?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. In fact, I you know, I felt great. I felt, you know, I did lots of extra work this off season in getting my legs stronger, bigger, and whatnot. And it's true. I talked to my father, and it's just another thing you have to kind of include in your repertoire. And that's prehab, so to speak. And for me, obviously, this has been an issue. So we're just gonna have to take care of it and get after it each and every day. Whether, you know, you just put in the extra time, whether, you know, the late hours and whatnot. But, you know, it's much better to put on extra time than, you know, sitting out roughly 2 weeks. So you know, we'll see how it goes. But I don't look to be out too long. And when I come back, I look to you know, make an impact.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Thank you.